Well, they did make everlasting gobstoppers, even though they were not everlasting or really that great.
They should have been long-lasting gobstoppers.
Should have been mildly entertaining gobstoppers.
Jawbreakers. I think they just named them gobstoppers once they became candy.
Jawbreakers take a long time to eat, like the big ones.
I love how the entire show Ed, Edd n Eddy is about three kids who need quarters all the time to get fucking jawbreakers. That's all that show is about.
I just remember Plank. It's been too long since I watched.
I love Plank.
I did like how they called that the other one Double D. Hey, Double D.
I never seen Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I thought Double D was a girl for my entire childhood.
One of them's mean, right?
That shows how stupid you are.
Eddie's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
I don't care if you meant it or not. You're fucking wrong.
I was speaking out of anger.
You're a piece of shit's what you are.
I was jealous of your...
My sculpting ability.
Your sculpting ability. I like how you've turned your little Hulk sculpture into the fucking Hunchback in Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, I know. He's taking a real King Kong route.
I was thinking more of, definitely King Kong-esque.
So while we're talking, Forrest is sculpting. Yeah. He discovered sculpting clay, so he's like, this is my new thing.
I didn't just discover it. I stole it from a kid.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Who willingly gave it up.
You sure you didn't take it from a starship right before a Imperial Corvette shot it from low orbit?
I was kind of sad to see the Razor's Crest go. Boba Fett happened!
Did he, though? Boba Fett didn't just happen.
I'm Boba Fett.
Boba Fett kind of took the show over for an episode.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what people fucking needed.
Okay, I got a feeling Boba Fett's going to be taking lead on the show for a while.
I get the impression the next episode will be Boba Fett, and then after that it'll be, you know, he'll take a major backseat.
Or he'll fuck the Mandalorian over.
Which he should, not gonna lie.
No.
He seems out of character in this episode, but I don't care.
Well, you gotta imagine he totally got fucked over, you know, 5 years ago. And so we don't even know how he escaped the Sarlacc.
Plot armor. It's stronger than Beskar.
Yeah, it must be. So he got out of it somehow, and I bet sitting in the intestines of some kind of monstrous thing might change your perspective a little bit, but if anything, he's more vicious.
Okay, so I watched a video describing this, and there were huge debates in the comments section of, well, why is he better than the Mandalorian at fighting? And most of them are like, they quoted, I think it's Breaking Bad, and they're like, be wary of an old man in a profession where young men die. So,
right.
That's a pretty fitting phrase there. But people are like, well, Boba Fett's only 5 years older than Din in canon. And I'm like...
I think sometimes it equates to Boba Fett fights like he's a man who has zero to lose.
Because he does.
And Jin finally has things to lose. In fact, he did just lose them. And it shows, like, you know, he's starting to finally find his reserve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was talk of him in a couple episodes where, you know, he was a ruthless killer. He didn't have...
The first couple episodes, he don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, even, like, right out the gate when you first meet him and he walks into that bar.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he does is he fucking lets the door cut a guy in half.
It was awesome.
And...
Well, no, the first thing he does, he tells a guy, I can take you in hot or I can take you in cold.
Right. But, I mean, when those other three guys...
He was listening to Katy Perry before he went in
there. I knew it. Right.
But
it was firework.
But still, I mean, he took out those three guys like they were nothing. And I wish they would put some consistency with that. Let him either be the badass galaxy hunter or... be somewhere in the middle of the road.
Right.
Don't flip-flop back and forth when he needs to be.
I mean, it would be cool if he was a character in which he was, for the most part, kind of like your video game characters. As you level up your character, the average run-of-the-mill enemy is nothing to you. But once you get to a boss, you're like, oh shit, I might die a few times.
Well, they haven't outright said, but I think the implication is that now that he has Baby Yoda, he's gone soft.
Maybe. 'Cause Star Wars is all about implication. Instead of just outright telling you, have you heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Once or twice.
Basically, my old master made you out of the Force, and then
I'll
killed him.
I'll never tell you that.
I'll never tell.
Though it does make you think, like, Boba Fett isn't as hard as he used to be, apparently, either, because he's like, look, we'll swear an oath to protect this child.
I just want my fucking armor back.
Well, for a Mandalorian, that's a big deal, especially when it's been handed down to you through generations.
But you noticed he dodged the question, are you a Mandalorian?
Yes, however, it was answered when he showed the chain code.
Sort of. Because he's like, did you take the creed? I answer to no man.
Right, but he was also from old Death Watch.
Boba Fett was?
Mm-hmm. His father, Jango.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
true. You have to look at the new canon.
I'm so stuck in the old canon, it's hard.
You have to look at the new canon. But basically, the way I would look at that episode is, it is now retconned. Boba Fett is a Mandalorian. The creed that they take, that's the whatever Jin was from. The Child of the Watch.
Yeah.
The Child of Death. That's them. They're hardcore. You got to think of them. I won't go there.
No. I got you.
I was going to say, like, fundamentalist Christians. That's how you have to look at them, you know?
Yeah.
So they're dead set in their ways. Mm-hmm. So if you want him to call you a Mandalorian, you better have some pretty significant proof, such as your father's name and your name in the armor.
What I do find hilarious is that, unlike Bo-Katan, he never mentions, because he says, even if your helmet's forcibly removed, you're no longer Mandalorian. And very clearly, Boba Fett's was forcibly removed. So he didn't bring that up in this episode, which I found interesting.
He did a little bit. Because he was kind of like, you're no Mandalorian. Like, where are you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Boba Fett was pretty much like, I don't fucking have to tell you my life story
fucker, I'm the Mandalorian. Get away from me.
Well, it like you say, Boba was like, basically he was going, look, that's my armor, and I'm going to take it.
But I'm offering my services if you want this to be peaceful. I'm a little disappointed they didn't fight, but there's still the chance they could.
Yeah, I mean, their ideologies could clash later on, for sure. But I mean, we'll see how it goes. I'm just excited. Damn. And I can't believe I never guessed from season one the person that rescued Fennec would have been Boba Fett.
That was a huge fan theory, and I did not buy into it. Because
me neither.
Well,
there was no evidence to show that.
It almost seems too good to be true, too.
Right. And that's what it was. Yeah. Like, when you heard him walk up, it was the stir, you know, it sounds like
the spurs, yeah.
The spurs clinging.
Ching.
Just the same way Boba Fett always sounded when he walked, too. Mm-hmm. So, honestly,
I guess I never caught the sound. I never picked up on that.
Yeah, like, you think that, like, oh, it's Boba Fett. But then you realize, like, when the beginning of season two starts off, like, you know, first you think Boba Fett's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, whenever I seen the sheriff wearing Boba Fett's armor, I thought, well, Boba Fett really is gone.
Right.
But later on, you find out that he's alive, but then you're thinking, well, how the hell would it make the clinging noise as he walks up to that lady if he's not wearing all of his armor?
Right. Well, he still had spurs for his...
because it's Boba Fett.
His space horse.
Yeah. His horse is amazing.
Which we were talking several episodes ago, and we were asking, where the hell did he hide Slave 1?
Jabba's palace.
Presumably. I don't know where else he'd go to hit it. Yeah.
The new canon says someone took over Jabba's palace once he died, but I don't remember who.
One fucking Gardula.
I do know that Jabba's palace actually used to be a monastery before Jabba took it. So Jabba showed up and killed all the monks, and he's like, this is my house now.
You're wrong. It's not a monastery. It was Zordon's palace.
Oh, that's right. Yes. For the Power Rangers.
Rangers!
Their technology makes sense if you fit it in the Star Wars universe. The helmets and everything. It
Jose,
makes per-
use your power sombrero.
Power sombrero, go.
I kind of wonder what they, like, how far can you take Boba Fett, really? I mean, it's nice to see the comeback with it, but are they eventually going to turn around and make him a villain again? Like,
or, I mean, well, that's any show, because they do that all the time. Because they're like, oh, well, we need drama. What do? Make that guy that was once a villain that turned good, make him a villain again.
That is a good point, but I would say in this case, they have the appropriate material to work with. Because Boba Fett's been known to do that for money. But the fact that this is basically a new Boba Fett, they can do whatever the fuck they want with him.
Right, yeah, because they erased all the old canon. It's all given up.
Yep.
Now, in the old canon in the comics, he had...
He's asking if I can hear him sculpt.
Well, no, I'm asking if I'm coming through okay, because I'm not up
to
the mic.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Okay. But yeah, you're not... I've got you jacked up, so...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Boba Fett had Slave 2, which was an Enforcer-class starship, which had cells in it, because the old Mandalorians, they used the Enforcer class as a patrol ship.
But like, why is he using cells? Cells way too strong for him.
Well, everyone knows that once you've been in a Sarlacc, that lets you achieve Boba Fett Super Saiyan 2.
Boba Fett, Super Slave 1, 2.
But it was made by Mando Motors. In,
really?
Mm-hmm, in the comics.
That's so goofy.
And there's a lot going on. I think it was the Enforcer class was actually even mentioned in, I think, The Rise of Skywalker or one of the movies.
Hmm.
I'll have to double check on that. But they mentioned that class, obviously, on purpose.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And it's a, it's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Bounty hunter?
No.
Fan service?
Atypical.
Oh.
The ship's not even. It's like...
Oh, like kind of like a B-wing?
Yeah.
Asymmetrical?
Asymmetrical, thank you. One side is real long, and then the other half is way in the back, which is the cabin and the pilot seat.
Okay.
So, which is kind of a stupid idea, because that means on the right side of your ship, you can't see shit. You can only see out the left. But
even Dash Rendar's ship, the Outrider, was like that.
Right. Well, I guess even the Millennium Falcon, yeah, exactly. you couldn't see the left.
Yeah.
So, but whatever. But anyway, that would be a cool ship if they decided to give that to Boba or... Because Boba could be like, look, your ship got blown up. I have this one in reserve. No one knows about it. And now, I got this from Eckhart's Ladder on YouTube. He was talking about it. And he said that it would be really cool if they did that. And since Boba Fett hasn't had it for a while, Boba might forget all the little goodies he put in it. Like, there could be money behind a bulkhead or even booby traps. So, as the show progresses...
That's what I said.
As the show, as the show progresses, the Mandalorian, Din, has to, like... He's like, someone gets in the ship, and there's a running joke. He's like, don't sit in that seat. You know? Why? Just don't sit in it.
You ever watch Goldfinger? That would be the best way to pass the torch is to give him Slave One. It'd be like, now, fanboys, you can stop your bitching. He is the Mandalorian. Boba Fett is alive, off doing some other shit.
Okay, okay.
But this is the Mandalorian now.
The fire spray just seems like it would be
fire
so...
Fire spray is such a fucking cool design.
It would be so hard to animate. Like, keep animated... It just, I don't know.
Watching it land was like, what the hell?
I don't hate the fire spray model, but I don't love it.
I do love it. It's not ergonomic or aerodynamic, but it's iconic. Razor's Crest was kind of the most base bitch looking ship there was.
A lot of people are glad it's gone.
I'm not. I liked it. Because, I mean, honestly, like, I liked that it was a simplistic ship. Like, you don't need to troll the galaxy in a, you know... in a Millennium Falcon or anything like that. The Razor Crest, like, I thought that it was actually practical for him, and, like, there wasn't room for anybody else aboard. Like, it was just him and Grogu. Like, what more do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm happy
I liked it.
I'm happy they didn't design a fucking Carillion blah, blah, blah class freighter. It's like, can we please get away from Carillion fucking freighters for the love of God? Do they all have to be Carillion? That shit just got annoying after a while, because every game or book or whatever, it was always Carillion.
And what's funny is I never understood why they always went with Carillion, except for the fact that Han Solo is from Corellia.
Mm-hmm. And the Millennium Falcon is a YT-1300 freighter.
Yeah.
Is it 1300? YT-1300?
I think so, yeah.
Whatever. But I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed the Razor Crest. I didn't hate it. But I didn't love it.
I thought it fit his personality. You know, it's got no personality of its own. Din kind of really didn't at the start either.
Okay, so the two X-Wings come up to him.
Yeah.
And they say that you need to have a transponder on. And he says pre-Empire ships don't need a transponder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the pilot's door, the cockpit door, there's a diamond shape to it. Which is reminiscent to the Mandalorian symbol.
The Mythosaur or the actual Mandalorian symbol?
I think the Mandalorian symbol.
Okay.
It, long story short, I think it's implied, at least to me, that the Mandalorian's ship is a Mandalorian design. and it's an older model, probably from the Civil Wars, probably from the Mandalorian Civil Wars.
That'd be cool.
Because that makes that canon now, because Boba Fett mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes those canon. Now, what they just...
Because, of course, they could always change it like they did with the Mandalorian Wars and
well, I mean, back in the day. I guess it makes it canon anyway because they already had that in the Clone Wars. So it was already canon.
Yeah.
So I guess what I just said was a waste of breath, but...
It's not the first time.
Fuck off.
I do... I'm more worried about what they're going to do with... who's the assassin lady that's with him?
Fennec.
I'm more worried about what they're going to do with her now. Because she's got a chip on her shoulder for the Mandalorian anyway.
Yeah, but they kind of clarified that up because he stayed to defend her. And he's like, I kind of owe you one anyway. Because, I mean, even though he's not afraid to kill, the Mandalorian does have kind of a honor code to him. Like, he would never just kill someone in cold blood in the desert and leave him be. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a bounty and you refuse to come in and the bounty says dead or alive, then yes, he will fucking kill you. But he will take you in to claim the bounty. He's not just going to murder you and leave you out in the fucking desert to rot. So, and also he got betrayed. He caught her. They had her yep. in cuffs, and then the motherfucker shot her.
That's because she got to the kid,
mm-hmm.
or the younger bounty hunter. She's like, what do you think he's worth? Like, they're looking for him. Like, mm-hmm.
poor
and,
kid.
Yeah, and he thought for 2 seconds that he was going to best a Mandalorian. It's like, dude, he traveled here to this.
He saw dollar signs and fame, and he thought that he would just be able to.
Yeah, what would happen if you know your first one was a Mandalorian?
That would be one hell of a rep.
You'd be pretty badass. You definitely people would be buying you drinks at bars.
Well, and honestly, like, if he'd never done any bounty hunting before, and she's sitting here telling him like. This is your top T-bone steak, you know, or mm-hmm. your top filet mignon. And you currently right now are gristle.
Right. You're the butter they use to on the pan before they fry the steak.
And you think that you're going to be able to tell people that you've got the flavor of a filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
not happening.
No. You're not even a ribeye. No. Well, I can't even say that because a lot of people like ribeye. So, cube steak.
Let's just say you're not choice. You're definitely, or no, you are choice. You're not.
You're just ground round.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's all you are.
Get my steak metaphors.
I don't know. I like ground round as a burger. It's pretty good stuff.
All right. Well, shit. Let's think of another one. All right. We're moving on. You're the tendon.
You're chicken. You're not even beef anymore.
You're the tendon on the little chicken tenderloins that you have to cut off before you fry it.
I can see them in the desert trying to fucking make this metaphor work.
And even Fennec in the back, she's like, well, I think, and they're like, shut up. Whatever. See, and the kid, man, he could have just been like, the Mandalorian and I have a deal. That's what I like about the Star Wars universe, too. Your word carries a lot. Because, I mean, because it's like Old West in space. Mm-hmm. It's if I give you my word and I stick to it, I now have cred with you. So if I need help or if we come up to another deal later, I know that I can trust you because you had the chance to backstab me and you didn't.
Some of this, and I know it's kind of the snake eating its own tail, but imagine if Firefly was still, or if Firefly went on from what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the elements I see in this, I could have seen in a Firefly TV series.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, not with the Star Wars fanfare or anything like that, but like I really wish they would have done more with that show and proceeded forward, but of course, Fox. Which is funny now because Fox is owned by Disney,
mm-hmm.
so Disney owns Serenity, or Firefly, Universal made Serenity. Nah, they won't do anything with it.
No, they're not going to touch it. They're not going to touch
it. There's a princess, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. I don't know.
And Nara's close enough, I guess.
Yeah, she was kind of like royalty of the concubines or the whores
like
or whatever.
Fucking royalty.
Yeah.
Nah, I like Nara.
I do too. But yeah, that's kind of where, like, okay, so breaking down this episode, he finally finds the planet. He drops the child down there. The child sits on the stone and starts to
resonate with the force.
cast this beam out into the galaxy, looking for another
Jedi,
and then and fly Slave One.
Like, which I had to rewind that. I'm like, no, that can't be Slave One.
It's right.
Probably Imperials. I rewind it. It's Slave One, and the music starts. I'm like, oh, shit.
I immediately thought, I was like, no, it's just a fire spray. They're just tingling our balls is what they're doing.
Because there's been no even whisper of Boba Fett since the first episode.
Okay, so if Boba Fett had a fucking ship and the means to fly around the fucking planet, why in the fuck did the Mandalorian have to go to another planet just for someone to tell him, oh, I think there's one on fucking Tatooine.
Yeah.
Where Boba Fett's been at. So was Boba even looking hard for the fucking armor? If he can fly wherever he wants to go, he could have searched the planet in a matter of months.
And it's Boba Fett. He could have done that.
Right. He has the fucking skills.
But we don't know how long, like, his ass could have been wrapped up someplace healing,
right,
too.
He could have been recuperating. I mean,
I'm interested to find out what his excuse is.
I'm sure we'll find out next episode.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
I'm also kind of curious, too, like, what's the chain of events? Did the Sarlacc still have him, and then the Krayt Dragon?
See, they gave us fucking Boba Fett, and we're still not done. We're still not happy. still not fucking happy.
I am happy.
I just want to know, like, is, how should I put it? Did he cut his way out? Is he that badass?
Right.
Did he make it out on his own?
I think in the old canon comics, he had a thermal detonator on him, and he was like, fuck it, I'm not going to die in this thing.
Something akin to that.
So he triggered it, and then something happened, and he dropped it, and when it blew a hole out of the side and into a cave. So it was just random luck.
Right.
I don't believe in luck.
I
couldn't remember the full line.
Something about a blaster at your side. You don't need luck when you have a blaster at your side, or something like that. So, it's
you and your hokey religions.
Yeah. If all the things he's looking for, he had been looking for a Jedi. And here, you know, we found Ahsoka, and he's leaves.
I was right here. If they needed a Jedi, they should just call him.
Right. So he left Ahsoka.
Sorry.
And stuck Yoda, or Yoda, God damn it. They stuck Grogu. Grogu. Fucking
whatever
namesake,
pasta sauce he is.
On the stone to call the other Jedi. And then Boba Fett shows up then. Of all the times for Boba Fett to show up, why does he show up then?
And how did he track him?
It's Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Of all the people to ask that question. Of course it's me.
Right.
But, I mean, also, I love how we're kind of glossing over the fact that Tython is not even close to what it's been portrayed as in the past. Because it has Boba Fett, so nobody gives a shit. That's my thought on the matter.
I'm going to look into it more. I know there's already a few YouTubers covering it and discussing it, so I'd like to know a little bit more.
Tython was a bit underwhelming, and that was my only thought till Slave One showed up, and then it's like, oh, shit, it's on.
Right, you were like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I mean, what more purpose did it serve besides to, you know, Hold off the stormtroopers long enough till the dark troopers come in to take, and then to have him call off the planet, and even the scuttlebutt between Boba Fett and
Din.
My only question is why the fuck did Din take his jetpack off? Boba Fett asks him to take off his jetpack. Why wouldn't he want him to disarm first? Like, why would you want him to take off his jetpack?
Shitty writing.
Well, I sort of understood it when I saw it. It's because of the sniper up top. He could ignore Boba Fett and just go right for the sniper, take out her, and then he'd have no reason not to fuck with Boba Fett.
I mean, I get that, but as soon as the Empire showed up, it seems like Din would have been smart enough to put his jetpack right back on.
That I agree with.
And at the same time, Boba is also not stupid enough to realize, oh shit, there's squads of stormtroopers coming in. I'm going to need every blaster. It only makes sense to work together at that point.
Yep.
And the one last thing I didn't understand was where he got his other rocket. Because when Boba Fett shoots the rocket off at the carrier,
I assume he just took one of Din's.
But Din doesn't have rockets for his backpack.
Yeah, it's the infinite ammo, unless the story needs it not to be infinite. scenario.
I'm pretty sure he did. Didn't he use one in one of the first episodes?
Cobb, that Cobb Vance guy used one.
Yeah, no, Cobb used Boba Fett's.
Mm-hmm. No, Din used one. Fuck. The little asshole who was running away with something.
Right.
Didn't he use it on him?
I think so.
Yeah, so he has them.
I guess
so. No, that guy took the backpack, remember? That guy took the backpack took and it launched him up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right. I don't rewatch these episodes. I've never seen any of them more than once.
No, it's fine. It's just the fact that it's obviously programmable matter.
Mm-hmm.
They can just generate new explosive rockets.
If you can download missiles in Metroid, why shouldn't you be able to?
I guess.
I don't know. It's because it's a TV show, and you have to suspend reality in order to enjoy it.
Like, we're watching this fantastical exploration through space on vehicles that would not be actually capable of flight. But where'd the rocket come from?
Yeah.
Does he just he keeps him up his ass?
It is Boba Fett.
Maybe Boba Fett's backpack has multiple rockets in it.
Mm-hmm. My backpack's
there got might
jets.
Be.
I'm Boba the Fett. A bounty hunt. Try
to finance my vet.
I chill in space.
Shit. I don't know, man. I mean, it's just one of those things. Doesn't matter. Juliette Lewis in Dusk Till Dawn, her crossbow.
Yeah.
Every time she fires one, she used it like 60 times. But as soon as her dad's getting bit up, chewed on, oh no, I'm out of arrow, I'm out of bolts. Oh no, how did this happen? Hey, if only I had planned for this travesty.
That's a good connection because Robert Rodriguez directed this episode too.
That's true.
Oh my God. We have to go back and look at his entire catalog and see all his ammo.
Don't. He did Shark Boy and Lava Girl and the Spy Kids movies. You don't want to open that wormhole.
We start digging in and
El Mariachi. All the
I was going to say Danny Trejo knocks on my door. He's like, you're looking in things you shouldn't be. If I was you, I would.
I'd stop looking in places you weren't supposed to be looking, man.
I can't do a Danny Trejo accent, so I was just going to be myself.
That's when you're like, bitch, you looked inside Lindsay Lohan. You've dug far deeper than we ever could.
Okay.
He did?
It was in Machete.
Oh, okay.
That movie.
I love that movie.
Fucking ridiculous.
So good.
Oh, man. I still haven't seen Hobo with a Shotgun.
I haven't either.
I will
eventually.
Is
it eventually. The one that had
Rutger Hauer?
Yeah, Rutger Hauer.
It's the one with the hobo and a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Poor Rutger Hauer. He's gone now.
I know.
Directed by Robert Rodriguez. Apparently, the hobo has a double-barrel shotgun, and he has infinite ammo until the last minute when he needs it to have ammo, and oh my God, he's out of bullets.
Like I'll always say.
He's out of shells.
If Doc Holliday can fire 3 rounds out of a double barrel, I mean,
I'm your huckleberry.
All right, I'll just answer your question. I don't know where the rocket came from, okay?
God damn it.
Motherfucker.
Maybe it
Dank Ferret or whatever the fuck he said.
Dank Ferrick.
Yeah.
Dang Ferrick.
That dang dare Ferrick, man.
I tell you what, man.
Awkward silence.
The best silence. Silence of the Lambs.
You're editing this one.
That's fine. let's see. No rocket. Mystery rocket.
3,000.
I was happy, though, that no matter what...
I was clicking around. You're fine.
I was happy that no matter what happened, like, in the middle of the fight, Boba Fett was like, armor? Is that my armor? That's my armor. Yeah. There's my armor. That's my armor. I'm getting my armor. Bye. He was like, don't worry, I'll come save him dramatically last second. Once I get my armor.
I love how our last episode with Alex on, we were talking about how awesome the armorer is and how her fucking hammers, even though made of foam, were just decimating stormtroopers. Boba Fett hits fucking home runs every time he touches a motherfucker in this.
With his Bantha stick or whatever it is?
Gaffy stick?
Yeah, Gaffy stick.
Every time he touches one, they explode.
I was thinking of the physics of the Gaffy stick while he was using it,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that looks like a pretty vicious weapon.
One half's a club, one half's a spike.
Yep,
hell yes.
Yep. So does that mean he's been hanging out with sand people?
I guess. Once again, it's old canon, but when Gaffy sticks are made, sand people have to scavenge the desert for old relics, and that's what they make it out of.
Okay.
Or even, like, every Gaffy stick is... for the individual. Like, you have to make your own when you come of age.
Okay. Are they all the same or just similar?
Evidently, nowadays, they're all the same. I think they used to be different. I don't know.
Okay. I know that other people, other characters had been sand people. Like, the mask could be worn by a human. It's just...
Well, once again, old canon. In KOTOR, the sand people were human at one point.
Right.
So, I don't know.
They just got... Did they just get stuck on Tatooine like 1,000 years earlier?
Something to that effect. The Rakata fucked them over. It used to be a forest planet, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Rakata probably did it to the planet.
Yeah.
Making it a desert planet.
The Starforge did it, yeah.
Fucking Rakata.
Of course, you know, you only find that out once you get a Krayt Dragon Pearl.
Right.
And kill a Krayt Dragon.
So. Well, the Rakata, they used Force users and called them Force Hounds and used them to hunt other...
Rakata were fucking vicious.
They were motherfuckers. And then the Force was like, you know what? I'm done with you.
Yeah, basically.
You guys are a-holes. Whatever. So, are the Rakata and the Starforge and all that, is that canon?
I highly doubt it.
Okay. Good talk. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
So, one thing that people are saying is they felt Boba Fett kind of used the bait. They knew once he put Grogu on the stone, Boba Fett knew that there was no going anywhere.
Okay.
So he knew that was his time to strike. If I'm going to get my armor back, now's the time to go get my armor back.
Okay, that would make sense.
How did he know about it?
How did he know?
How did he know that he was going to put him on a stone and that the stone was going to start radiating?
Or he'd been following him. He'd been following him. Not necessarily was he like, you know, watching over his shoulder, but he knew that once he seen him put the baby on the stone, that was his time to time to attack.
It's my time to fly. That's from Titan A.E.
Break free.
Yeah, I of all the people, I don't understand why they want to bring Bill Burr back except for star power. So
No, because he had a way of getting into the Empire's... He knows how to track them.
Okay.
He's got intelligence that they don't have.
Yep. And it sucks, too, because Gina's character just got a badge to work for the Republic, and now she's going to...
She already has to fucking break the law.
She's going to pocket that. And I'm sure the New Republic, once they explain what happened, they'll be like, well...
Actually, she just looked it up and told him where he was. She didn't say she was going to help him, did she?
It's her. She's probably going to.
I don't remember, but just the look she... As soon as he was like, they got the baby, she was like... The look she gave was like, well, let's go fuck shit up.
Well, fuck. But I wonder if she'll be in the next episode, though. Like, that's...
If not the next, I'm willing to bet the season finale.
And then Carl Weathers was there?
And then Carl Weathers was there. He's like, it's all in the hips.
And then Luke Skywalker was there. And then Abantha was there. And
Mace Windu, don't forget him.
And Mace Windu was there.
I kind of wonder how deep they're going to go this season, because...
Right.
That would be a lot. Not only would we get Boba Fett, we got Ahsoka... Are they really going to show another Jedi right now?
Dude, I want to see a three-way conversation between Ahsoka, Boba Fett, and Luke Skywalker. That would be the most awkward shit. I would love it.
You know, I know he's going to spring him, I guess. He's going to break him out of prison. Why couldn't he went to Ahsoka and be like, do you have any pull with the New Republic? Maybe you can get this guy.
I doubt it. She's on a deserted planet in the middle of fucking nowhere. Do they even know she's still alive?
No, because she said she... What do you call it? She did like Yoda did, and not necessarily exiled herself, but she took her own path or went away.
Indeedicus.
Well, they would have to know about her, because in Rebels, she worked with, Phoenix Squadron, which was the character. So, the Rebellion knew about her.
Okay.
So, they would, unless they received confirmation... You know what I mean? It just, the new canon would put her at least in the knowledge base of the New Republic. They would have to have a file on her. They would know who she is. But if Syndulla was general, which I know she was because of Rogue One, they even call her out. They're like,
oh, yeah.
General Syndulla, report to the whatever office. So she could easily go to Syndulla and then ask for a favor. Be like, we need this prisoner released because we have to rescue somebody, and he has, you know what I mean? But they don't want to do that. They want to do a prison break episode.
I can't blame them.
So,
which I don't think it'll be a whole episode. My thought is that'll be the intro to the episode.
Okay, that would be cool.
It'll probably just be the big action scene to get the plot started.
We didn't even talk about the E-Web get destroyed by a rock. That was my favorite part of the whole episode.
Go ahead, Mark. Say it again.
I can't. I can't do it.
She rocked our world.
She did. The one thing, though, that Boba Fett was talking about, sorry to bring us back to the Fett.
Don't you ever apologize for that.
His suit, it was his father's, which kind of, like, I always suspected it was, but never completely confirmed it, you know, especially in the new canon and stuff like that. So all the suit, everything that Jango could do, Boba can do. So, well, we always knew Boba Fett had a flamethrower. That was always in the...
I want to see that fancy badass-looking wrist blade that Jango uses that one time.
Yes, to stop himself from sliding down that building.
That was fucking
cool. It had those jagged edges on it. He's like... Whoosh. So he's got all that shit. Like, I am more curious now, like... What's to come from all of that? Like, what...
Well, we saw his brand new knee missiles that have never been mentioned in anything ever. So
yeah, I forgot about those. That was fucking cool.
He just is like, Captain Morgan, bitch.
Yep, to death.
I don't like to keep bringing it back to this, but the only other character I know of who has knee missiles is Mechagodzilla. So.
Well, there you go. You love Mechagodzilla.
I don't want to talk about it.
Seems like there's another character. His knee opens up and missiles come out.
To Jaguar?
No. Wasn't it one of the guys from Mortal Kombat, like Cyrax or Sector?
Yeah, I think you're right. Something like that.
As the Mortal Kombat aficionado, no. Okay. Neither of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know for certain. It just seems like one of those guys had that. Maybe in
maybe
Annihilation?
Smoke? No. No. I could be wrong, but...
Right. Well, I mean, with your expertise in Mortal Kombat, I would highly doubt.
Yeah, I don't believe so. Maybe another fighting game.
Mark's searching right now. Characters with missiles in knee.
Surprisingly enough, if you Google knee missiles, it doesn't bring up much except for some stuff you don't want to Google. So just keep that in mind.
Now I'm just fucking curious.
Yeah, now I need to look up the Urban Dictionary what a knee missile is.
I'm sure fucking Samus probably can do it or something.
I don't know. But yeah, it's just shit. Damn, Boba stole the fucking show, dude.
He needed to. Well, what's funny is the fact that he now has an assassin assistant. Try saying that five times fast. I think that's a teaser for his supposed fucking spinoff show. It'll probably be their adventures around the universe, which I will, depending, I may watch that over The Mandalorian.
They're getting, as far as I understand... Ahsoka will get a miniseries, and so will Boba.
Cool.
So, man, I wonder, like, what could Boba have going on?
I'd love to know.
Well,
to be honest, Boba Fett, notwithstanding, I love Temuera Morrison so much, I'm willing to watch anything he's in.
I'm just curious, like, you know, like, according to the galaxy, like, would he be listed as deceased? Would the New Republic...
That's what I was wondering, because I was really expecting anybody in this fucking episode to be like, oh shit, that's Boba Fett.
Right, but no one recognizes him.
Not even the Empire.
Even with his armor, right.
Which I gotta
mention. Well, they're the Remnant.
But still, I gotta mention the fact that I think this is his best design, because he no longer has the beige undersuit,
spacesuit. Right.
Now he's got this dark brown, vicious-looking fucking robe underneath.
I thought he always had like a bluish gray.
He almost had military fatigues because he had side pockets and then he just wore the armor over it.
I always thought it was a flight suit.
It could have been.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense. But the pockets on the side look exactly like BDU pockets on old army outfits.
Yeah, he had like a bluish gray suit on underneath it is what it was.
Well, yeah, beige.
Beige is more brown.
What I think of that.
I'm sorry.
I work with colors. I know colors.
But yeah. I look at beige all fucking day. I print newspapers, okay?
If you see my wife, tell her I said hello.
It's like periwinkle almost.
Periwinkle?
Right. Yeah, it is. It's almost like a periwinkle blue.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Is it a flight suit or is it like a BDU top and BDU pants? Or?
It's like underlayment more than anything. It looks just like cloth underlayment.
Right, it doesn't matter. No, and I'm in agreeance. I like his cloak with the armor over it.
It does definitely look better to me.
I wonder if he even feels better.
Well, you can tell, even though he was decimating motherfuckers just to get to that armor, once he has it on, all the gloves are off.
Yeah, he started wrecking shit hardcore.
Dude, it's pretty bad when the guy wearing full Beskar doesn't scare stormtroopers, but when Boba Fett starts taking them out, they're like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. He did. He wrecked everybody.
Yeah, it was good.
I did like the joke, because and they did really good. Okay, a normal joke with the missiles and the trooper ships leaving, right, mm-hmm. would not have showed you which one he targeted. He just would have fired.
Yeah.
And then said, I was aiming for the other one. But they actually showed us him locking on to one. So that tells me that the luck stat on his armor must be really high.
I kept looking at Boba Fett's armor whenever, you know, he's wearing it now. And I kept thinking, you know, it's the black that's making it look odd or him missing some stuff from it. But he doesn't have the cod piece. He doesn't have the middle red sash, and he doesn't have the cod piece.
Okay.
He also probably doesn't have the Wookiee skin on it. Or Wookiee
the Wookiee braids. Yeah, the Wookiee braids. I didn't see those.
That's okay. I can deal with that.
All that stuff could have been stripped or sold off by the...
Yeah, I'll bet Wookiee braids are fucking valuable.
I bet they are. The thing with Boba, too, is he doesn't hate Wookiees. It's just those were... Those are trophies. Those were prime bounties.
We're having Wookiee for dinner. Oh, are they any good? They're a little chewy.
I refuse to laugh or smile at that joke.
You know how Wookiee gets outside to the store, don't you?
Huh.
Ewoks.
All right, I smirked a little bit on that one.
Fuck you.
Man, I just think it's crazy that we started off this series as just basically a generic Boba Fett.
Basically, yeah.
In the hopes of having a Boba Fett style show, and now we have a Boba Fett
in a Boba Fett
the
style
Boba Fett
show.
On the show. So it's
Bobaception.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's deep, bruh.
Bruh.
I don't know.
I'm satisfied with where this is taking or where this turn of events is going, so that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
I'm excited.
Yes. You sound it.
Woohoo. It's been a long week already.
Yeah, it has.
We'll improve it in the special edition.
Already, it's been a long week. Right. So much going on. And it's almost Christmas.
I double that.
I can't wait for more days off. I've been out of vacation days since freaking summer.
These are the days of our lives.
I've got like 10 of them left, and I have to figure out how to use them.
Like sands to the hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
Anything? We got 45 minutes in.
Pretty short.
That's our shortest podcast.
Well, I think...
That's the length of a Mandalorian episode.
The one with Alex, we had 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so... I'll edit this, but... It's just... And we've been talking. It's time to go. Yeah. I got nothing else.
Me
not
either.
Not for this one. This one, I mean, there's not much to say about it. Boba shows up, stole the fucking show, and now he's in service of the Mandalorian to save a baby Yoda.
And hopefully he'll pass the torch at some point.
Like Dio did to Tenacious D.
I was going to sing it, but I won't subject anybody to my horrible Dio.
I haven't heard that song in so long, I couldn't even sing it, probably.
Dio, can you hear me?
Off their first album, because they actually asked him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they asked him to pass the torch.
I forgot that song fucking existed.
And then when I was deployed to Saudi Arabia, someone had sent me a picture. It was actually Ronnie James Dio, and he was handing him and Kyle Gass a torch.
That's awesome.
And I was like,
All right. All right.
You can reach us online at our website, GameReadyA.com. Come check our shit out.
Please do.
Do it.
We will eventually get something worked out to where we have more content. Just
we'll please, be good one of these days.
Please stand by. Where else can they reach us at, folks?
Twitter at GamerDA1.
Facebook, Gamer Discretion Advised.
I always find it funny how I do the Twitter, even though I never get on Twitter.
You don't do anything.
I'm sculpting, bitch.
You can also email us at podcast@GamerDA.com. We take emails.
Please do it.
That'll do it for us, folks. Come back again soon. We've got a lot to talk about. Video games are about ready to end for the year. Hopefully, we'll get back on that horse soon, too. So, thanks.